Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are in studio now with Emily Alice.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
And friends. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, so we're three-fifths of Emily Alice. My name's Emily.
I'm Toby.
I'm Jakira.
Great. We'll get right into it for you guys. So we're here to celebrate the release of your single and upcoming EP. Sorry, can you remind me the name of the single? Hindsight is the EP.
Yes, and Gravitational is our single. Yeah.
So that was released 15th of March?
Yes.
So it was a little bossa nova track.
Yeah.
And then it gets into like a bit more of a guitar solo, a bit more exciting.
It's the man over here, yeah. Toby Rosemond. Guitar.
Can you guys give me any like inspirations you might have had for this track? Any artists?
Or? Definitely a lot of sort of like Brazilian guitarists. Like I particularly like Luis Bonfa. I listened to a lot of his like the album with him and Stan Getz. Was definitely a big inspiration that I was listening to a lot when we wrote that song. Yeah, it's probably the main one.
Yeah, and the song started with Toby's like the bossa riff, and so yeah, it kind of just all grew from there. But what have we been listening to? A lot of Eric Badu.
Yeah, Lofi.
Yeah,
a little bit. It's given Lofi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
This is the first single off of our EP, and we recorded last year. We've been very excited to get it out. We wrote this song quite a while ago, actually, so been very pumped to get it out to the people. Now we're just itching for a gig, really, for the EP release.
Yeah, very exciting.
So have you guys got a tour planned? After?
We do. It's not yet released.
Not announced.
In the works.
Yeah.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
But yeah. Listen to Radio 1, you're probably a skunk, so you can know. You can. So yeah, we're gonna got a few dates coming up, and we'll be announcing that within the next few weeks. So yeah.
Cool. Very much in the works.
What can we be expecting from the rest of the EP? Will it be similar? Will it be just as diverse?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit of a different vibe. This one was a bit more bossa nova, whereas the other one is kind of, in a way, smooth jazz, in a way. A little bit more minory, whereas this one is a bit more upbeat and up-tempo. Yeah. So,
And these are also, like, one thing that was pretty cool about this EP was, like, it was the first time where we'd previously been writing a lot of stuff for assessments, and these were sort of the first ones that we were, like, we want to, you know, do whatever we want with them.
Bit of creative freedom.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, which I think the explorative nature of that is reflected in all of the tracks, which is what we're really stoked about.
Cool, so going on from that, could you tell me about, like, the recording process, where, who, all the good stuff?
So we recorded it at Spaceland with Sam Healy, and massive props to him. He was just so great to work with. We had a really, really good time working with him. We did it sort of mid last year, recorded four tracks. They're all, it was just great. Everything about it, it felt so natural. Mm-hmm. And it all flowed so well, and we've got a product that we're really, really proud of. And really excited to share with people.
Yeah, and he did all of the mixing as well, and then mastering by Ben Horton, who, legendary masterer, we were like, couldn't have been more stoked with the mastering as well, mm-hmm. like the secret gem of polish that it was, so yeah, that was pretty exciting too.
Cool, so did you guys have a plan? Do you had an idea of what you wanted to do, or was it more just kind of go with the flow? The recording process.
We definitely went in with a plan. We wrote the tracks. We didn't write the tracks specifically for the EP, so the tracks were sort of written over maybe 4 months individually, and then when we were like, okay, we want to have a collective of work, we found that those four particularly reflected sort of that last year, I suppose, and had a narrative that ran through them all. So then because we're not bright. I don't know why I brought this up, but like recording is obviously expensive, and so we're like, okay, if we're going into the studio, we're going under the plan. We defos, defos had that teed up. But one thing that Sam was really great about was we went in with a plan, but he also did challenge us to like continue thinking and exploring while after that as well, which was great.
So you said that there was like a little theme running through the album. Are we allowed to know that?
Yes. So the EP is called Hindsight. It's all about hindsight. With all of the songs, it was something that my friend's dad said to me actually one day. He's like, yeah, hindsight's a beautiful thing. And I was like,
hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? That's actually facts, because when you look back at a situation, like, obviously it's always going to look different and whatnot. And so all four of each of the tracks sort of explores like different experiences of hindsight, because hindsight can be a great thing, or it can also be something that can be hauntingly niggle at the back of your brain. So they all sort of narrate different views on that.
Great. When do you think this tour will be starting?
May 4th was the first date, and we're hoping to have that out to everyone within 2 weeks. You can find it on our Instagram, Emily Ellis Band.
Shameless plug.
Great, so we're in studio with Emily Ellis. Say goodbye to them now, and we'll play their single Gravitation a little bit. I'll let them say bye to you all.
Bye!
See you later.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.